Time for our daily tech and business report. Today, we're joined by Bloomberg's Brian K. Sullivan. Big cuts are coming to the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration as the new budget proposal slashes the agency's budget by $1.5 billion. That will result in an estimated 2,200 jobs being cut, which is about 18% of the administration's workforce. Brian, what does this mean for the agency? Are we talking about administrators or scientists?
We're talking about scientists, and a lot of scientific research centers are going to be closed, or their work is going to be cut up and sent off to different departments where it won't be as highly focused or given the same kind of robust attention that it has now.
What kind of research are we talking about?
We're looking at things to better forecast hurricanes, for instance, better forecast tornadoes, drought mitigation, which is really important out in California, will be affected. Weather models will be affected. Critics of these cuts have said that this will set back the United States by decades.
Yeah, it doesn't sound good as far as making us ready for disasters and things that we know come up every season, like you said, hurricanes and tornadoes and wildfires during drought.
Right, right. And another thing that's really important is that, you know, atmospheric rivers out in the West Coast, now they move the Hurricane Hunter aircraft to California, Oregon, and Hawaii in the wintertime to go out and look at those atmospheric rivers, but some of the crew members of those flights won't be around next year.
I understand wanting to trim things down and want to, you know, review whether or not they're things that are wasteful, but when it comes to forecasting the weather, which I understand NOAA is responsible for doing, I mean, that's pretty important.
It is. I mean, you look at any industry in the United States, I mean, things that you don't even maybe even think about, what's on the shelves of your retail stores, whether or not the beer you're drinking has been moving by truck or by railroad, all of these things are determined by the weather. You know, forecasters are embedded in all of these major companies. They're embedded in all the industries. Energy, commodities, it all is tied to the weather and is affected by the weather.
Does this mean that NOAA is not going to have as much resources at its disposal? For instance, it's not like you're going to slash the weather service, but maybe they won't have people available all the time, or they won't have access to the buoys that they use to measure oceans.
That's exactly what critics of these cuts are saying. And we've already seen with some of the earlier cuts that happened this year, a lot of the more senior meteorologists retired or just simply left the agency altogether. So there are a lot of these offices that don't have, you know, A, the institutional knowledge, and B, the coverage, because, you know, all these weather offices we take for granted are open 24 hours a day, but even like many of the offices in California, they've stopped taking calls even from the press because they just don't have the people that take the time to man the phones.
You said that they are going to be cutting the budget by $1.5 billion. Is it someone saying you have to cut this much, or are those cuts already laid out for them?
These are their proposed cuts going forward, and, you know, they're trying to be in line with what the administration wants, you know, and this is over and above what happened today in the big, beautiful bill, so this is for next year, and, you know, we're going to see how it all shakes out. I mean, obviously, Congress is going to have an opportunity to push back on some of this, and folks are thinking that, you know, individual Congress members in various locations are going to be saying, you know, hey, we have a big lab in our town. We don't want to lose it. So, you know, there's going to be a lot of pushback back and forth as it all shakes out.
Yep, we just have to wait and see. Brian, thanks very much. That is Bloomberg's Brian K. Sullivan. You can hear our Tech and Business Report weekdays at 12:30 on KCBS. And for more, tune into Bloomberg Technology weekdays at 8 a.m.